Romeo, how are you?
Hey, I'm okay.
Good Christmas?
Hey, it was. Had a little time off and enjoyed it for a little bit.
Coach, it seems with the issues you've had with Coach Zimmer, all the other issues you've had, and even in some of the games where, like last week, where, boy, you guys played awful well, you can't get out of each other's way a little bit. Does it feel like that for you this year, that just nothing can go right?
Well, you know what? There have been some things that have gone right. There have been some things that we haven't taken advantage of. And I think that's more of the issue than anything else. You know, we've turned the ball over too much. We've got penalties at inopportune times. And then there have been times that we've given up easy scores. And those are the things that are kind of holding us back a little bit. And until we can rectify those, I think the problems will continue.
How do you keep your guys motivated for one more week, a tough road game, when your season's kind of down the tubes?
Well, I've been able to keep them motivated somewhat for the whole year, you know. And this is the next game that we have to play. And these guys are professionals, and they understand that this is their job and the business that we're in. And I think that they're going to go and put forth a good effort.
Romeo, do you think if you guys were winning a little more, Jamal would be in the MVP discussion?
Repeat that for me.
I'm just curious if you think if you had won a few more games, do you think Jamal would be in the MVP discussion?
Well, you know, in this league, if you win, things go better for you, for your team, for your players who are performing. And when you lose, the guys who are performing, they don't get as much recognition. And I think Jamal has done a really nice job for us. Has a chance to become a 1,500-yard rusher. And that's something that doesn't happen every day. Everybody can't do that, you know. So he has good ability, and he's helped this team quite a bit.
After a pretty tough rushing performance against the Raiders, you probably couldn't rebound much better. What did you guys do to change things up?
Well, we put the emphasis on those guys up front, you know, and any time that you're able to run the ball, the guys up front have to do a good job. And they rallied together and decided that they were going to have a better performance than they had the week before. And as a result of it, Jamal was able to have a pretty good rushing game.
Romeo, when you have to account for Elvis Dumervil on one side and Von Miller on the other on passing downs anyway, what particular challenges does that pose?
Well, that's a considerable challenge, you know, because both of those guys are extremely good rushers. What I think that what they have something like almost 28 sacks between the two of them, you know, and that's great production. Probably, you know, you're going to have to double and triple team them as best you can to try to slow them down.
How has their defense improved over the last few years that, you know, you've noticed the Denver's defense?
Well, you know, Fox has always been a good defensive minded coach, and the defense has always been a solid defense. And I think the thing that helps them is that with Manning, he can get a lead. And once you can get a lead, the game changes for the opponent. They end up throwing the ball more, and by throwing it more, that allows those pass rushers to rush and get those sacks that they get.
Going back to that rushing attack one more time, last week against the Colts, was that the best complement of the speed rush and the power rush that you've seen? Was that kind of a happy medium that you feel like you found for a while?
With
Peyton and Jamal, just kind of the two different elements of your rushing attack.
Oh, yeah, I think that they complemented each other very well last week. And, you know, and we were kind of hoping that that would be the case all year when we picked up Hillis, you know. But he got injured during the course of the year, and now he's beginning to come back into his own. So hopefully that will be able to help us on Sunday.
Coach, how's the Belcher situation affected you as a person and a coach?
You don't like for anything negative to happen to your team or to any player on your team, but you're in the business that you have to move on, and so we dealt with it, and then we moved on.
Romeo, there's been some thought over the years that Manning has had a tougher time against 3-4 defenses. Do you buy that theory?
No, not necessarily. I mean, he's seen them all, and he's great at the line of scrimmage, getting his team into a good play. And if he knows what you're playing and knows what you're doing, he usually hurts you. And I've seen him, you know, always be able to be competitive. He can bring his team from behind. He's always a threat. You cannot underestimate Peyton Manning.
What are some big things Brady Quinn needs to improve upon?
Well, you know, we turned the ball over last week, and he hadn't been doing that, since he started playing more. And so we've got to improve upon that turnover thing because, as I mentioned, that's been one of the things that been hurting us all year.
Can you separate yourself from this game and take a quick peek at the AFC playoff field and what you think about it, and what about the Broncos? Do you think they can go pretty far?
Well, you know, you never know in this business. When you look at, like, Atlanta for the last couple years, they've had home field and haven't been able to take advantage of it. You know, when you get to the playoffs, it's a different level, and anything can happen, and every team is a good team that you're playing against, and if you're not on your game, on top of your game at the right time, it's difficult to progress and move on. And if you're hitting on the right cylinders, then you've got a great chance. And, you know, you guys got a 10-game winning streak going. Your offense is playing well. Your defense is playing well. You got good special teams. So that all says that you guys would have a great chance.
Coach, do you think you'll be returning as the coach of the Chiefs next year?
Well, I'm not really worried about that. I've got to worry about this game on Sunday, and after Sunday, we'll see what happens.
I think we're good, Romeo.
Thanks.
Thanks, Romeo.
All right. Okay, take care.